Item D, court facilities, court financial contributions, also an action item. We welcome Kurt Soderlund and Ms. Eunice Calvert-Banks from the AOC Office of Real Estate and Facilities Management.
Thank you, Chief Justice. Recall the council took an action last December to give authority to the ADOC for a limited court-funded facilities request procedure pending a report that would go to this body after an evaluation of the court's financial ability to maintain these commitments and the advisability of permitting future such contributions to supplement insufficient state funding. This limited program basically had just several components. It had to deal with lease-related costs that courts wanted to pursue, costs that would otherwise be allowable under Rule 10.8.10, that the resulting financial commitment of the court could be no longer than 3 years, and that it would be these negotiations would be necessary to avoid other greater costs, such as lease termination that would require relocation to a different facility or increased space rental costs. So this is fairly ministerial in its action in terms of direction was provided to us by ENP to try and extend the effort of getting input from the SEAC membership. And so there's been an outreach to David Yamasaki and SEAC for that particular effort. So this request that's before you is essentially seeking a two-month extension to the August 23rd meeting of the council in terms of the authority of the ADOT to continue to monitor this program.
Thank you, Kurt. Any questions or discussion on this? The recommendation is before you, straddling page 1 and 2, as described by Kurt Soderlund. Any discussion, or do I hear a motion?
So moved.
So moved by Judge Moss. Second by Commissioner Alexander and Judge Baker and Judge O'Malley. Not seeing any more hands raised on this issue. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Matter carries. Thank you.